Hey, everybody, this is Walter Trout, and you're right here listening to Marion Farrow on Rock Under the Radar, right here on WMFO.
That's Tufts University Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Let's see now. We heard brand new stuff from Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band. New album, Great Big House. You heard Great Big House and Hula Girl. I might even be the only one playing this album. I don't know. The first one, I'm not sure because it is brand new. After that, you heard, you heard John Butcher with USB from his 2018 album, 360 Degrees. John Butcher was tearing it up on guitar in the Boston area from the John Butcher Axis Power Trio in the 80s to his recent shows, some doing Jimi Hendrix music. between that, he was on the West Coast. He wrote music for soundtracks, among other things. And I think he's got some shows coming up in the area. Well, I don't know if it's later this month or next month. I don't have further away dates right now. But in any case, if you have a chance to see John Butcher, check, go do it. Great stuff. And now, he's a really great guitarist in here. It's serious guitar time. And I'm going to start with the young blues guitarist, Christone Kingfish Ingram, a 20-year-old guitarist from Clarksville, Mississippi, not far from the plantation where Muddy Waters spent his childhood, and also nearby Robert Johnson's mythic crossroads. Kingfish loves the blues, is well-versed in Delta blues, and he said he believes he has an old soul. His album Kingfish was recorded in Nashville with Grammy winner Tom Hambridge, who has done a lot of work with Buddy Guy and others. And let's see what I've got here. Here we go. Okay, what I have now is Before I'm Old from the album Kingfish. Saw him Friday night at the Porch Southern Fair and Juke joint in Medford. And man, this kid is amazing. I was like, wow. You know, one of those. I'm glad I saw him because he's probably going to be playing at bigger joints than that in not too distant future. So here's Christone Kingfish Ingram with Before I'm Old.
To be here at all. Grew up way down in Mississippi when I heard Robert Johnson call. I've seen a lot and I've done a lot. Too young to lay down in that hole. I'm just trying to fly high and not die before I'm old. Rocks on a chain gang up until the sun went down. Too many souls are buried in the dirt poor Delta ground. I've seen a lot and I've done a lot. Just too young to lay down in that hole. I'm just trying to fly high and not die before I'm old. Poke rattlesnakes just for fun. People say I got an old soul and I ain't even 21. But I've seen a lot and I've done a lot. Just ain't ready for that hole. No, I ain't. I'm just trying to fly high and not die. I'm just trying to fly high. Just trying to fly high, not die.
the train. Says she was leaving like a bullet from a gun. She was gone tomorrow evening. I could hear her in her voice as she turned to say goodbye. I knew this had been coming for such a long, long time. To see the warning signs in her eyes. No excuses, no tears or explanation. She booked a one-way ticket to some long far destination.
Reflecting us on the way to steal.
That was from Germany, Four Cool Cats, with The Beast. The bass player, John Marcolongo, is an American who lives in Germany, and he sends us their music, and the series guitarist there is Guy Evenvandal. Before that, you heard English blues rock guitarist Danny Bryant with Warning Signs in Her Eyes from his new album, Means of Escape, which is due out on September 20th. His 11th album and the first one he's produced. He's been playing since he was 15, professionally since 18. He's like 39 now. He's probably released about a dozen albums. And the set started with Christone Kingfish Ingram, a young guitarist from Mississippi. And that was Before I'm Old from his new album, Kingfish. Man, saw him live. He was so good. That kid's going places. Now, of course, more serious good time. Of course there is. I'm going to start with something from Walter Trout's 2017 album, We're All In This Together. He has different guests playing on each song, and in most cases wrote a song for the particular artist to play with him. This is Blues for Jimmy T, on which he's joined by John Mayhall on his blues harp. You could say it was a reunion of sorts, since Trout played in John Mayhall's Blues Breakers back in the 80s. And this song salutes Trout's late bass player, Jimmy Trapp, who passed away in 2005. And Trout's an American blues guitarist, singer, and songwriter whose career began late 60s, early 70s. So here is Walter Trout with Blues for Jimmy T, joined by John Mayall.
Still remember the day that Jimmy died. Yes, I can still remember the day that Jimmy died. Myself together, I just hung my head and cried. I hung my head and cried. So many years, so many years, we were moving just as fast as we could run. Times are all done. Good times are all done, yeah. I
think about it, I think about it. The last thing he said to me. He said, I feel so old and I feel so tired. There's too much pain and misery.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome all the way down from Los Angeles, John Mayer's Blues Breakers.
Around the bend in the elements. the great big nose, sleeping all on that pile of clothes. The doctor came and rang the bell. The potter all I did, well, 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 I'm not finding on the air and air. Hey, Johnny.
Connected set, I guess you could say. First you heard Walter Trout, Blues for Jimmy T, from his 2017 album We're All in This Together, and here's a different guest on each song, and that song included John Mayall on his blues harp. And then after that you heard John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Riding on the L&M from their album Life in the Jungle, the Charlie Blues Masterworks 4. You heard Walter Trout on this song, It's from the period of the Blues Breakers when he had both Walter Trout and Coco Montoya on guitars. I saw the Blues Breakers in concert about four times, and I always wondered if I ever saw that version because I saw them back in the 80s. And last time I saw Walter Trout in concert, we were able to talk to him after the show. And it turns out I did indeed see this version of the band, because Trout even remembered that they'd played at the Paradise in Boston. So that's pretty cool. Good to know that. And then you heard Coco Montoya with Before the Bullets Fly from his 2017 album Hard Truth. In the early 80s, John Mayall heard him playing in a bar in L.A. and soon after asked him to join the newly reformed Blues Breakers, which he stayed with for I forget how many years. And in the 70s, Montoya had been mentored by Albert Collins. I saw Coco Montoya at the Regatta Bar probably like 10 or 12 years ago, and it was a great show. Also saw Albert Collins a couple of times at Jonathan Swift's in the 80s. Man, all these great blues guitarists. See, now what am I going to play now? I hate to say this, but wait a minute. You know what? Let me put a PSA on for you right now while I see what I've got to find here. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Let's see what we got here. All right.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Not true. What did a woman ever bargain for you? Sweet little baby, say what you will. Your tongue wags so much when I send you the bill.
Sad things. take the best from me and then go.
right, that was just the freeform portion of the show. Nothing planned. First you heard Led Zeppelin with Dazed and Confused from the BBC Sessions album. After that, local artist Ben Knight with Curveball. He had three new songs he sent me, and that is, I've played the other two the past few weeks, and this was the third one, Curveball. Then, I'm hoping I'm not forgetting anything, because I had to jot things down fast. Then you heard Leo Gunn with By the Rains, the title song of that album. Great stuff. That song blows me away. I first heard it when I saw them live, and it blew me away then, and it still blows me away whenever I listen to it. It's a great song.